What's in a name? A lot, actually, especially when it comes to the name of God. This is Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transformed Through Truth. Ever hear God's name tossed around carelessly? It's sometimes used in cursing or even to make off-color comments, but that's not at all what God intended. God gave his name as a title to tell us something about himself. Psalm 105 verses 3 and 4 says, "Glory in his holy name, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually." God wants us to know him. He won't hide from us, and we can get to know him by relying on him and calling on his name. God wants us to praise his name and to seek his power, and that comes through prayer. Some of us might feel a little embarrassed if we haven't been faithful to God, but he already knows about this, and we're reminded in Psalm 139, "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar." Prayer is for our benefit. It gives us the advantage. And there's power available to us by calling on the name of God. It's being comfortable and having confidence in the one we're asking. Our Heavenly Father loves us so much, he can't love us any more than he does right now. And he wants us to run to him with every concern and difficulty. He says, "Just call my name." Some people think of prayer as a formal meeting time, but prayer is just as easy as calling out the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you don't know." Try calling out God's name today. Just call it out, Jesus. He will hear you.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.